From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Africa has one of the highest incarceration rates in the world. Roughly speaking, one out of every 300 people is behind bars. That has inspired a lot of prison outreach programs. In Cape Town, one of those programs is not only rehabilitating criminals, it's also producing some fine actors. Anders Kelto has this report.
The Bonnytoon House is a juvenile detention center in the Cape Town suburb of Kenilworth. The cement courtyards and covered walkways make it feel more like a dilapidated old college quad than a prison, until you see the barbed wire and heavy steel bars. Hundreds of boys pass through Bonnytoon each year, for everything from housebreaking to drug abuse to murder. Most are here for just a few months, but some spend years following a routine of meals, classes, and counseling. But recently, a new creative arts program has attracted a lot of attention.
Witching time.
Time.
Of night.
Of night.
It is now the very witching time of night.
It is now the very witching time for of night.
The independent theater movement of South Africa recently started a Shakespeare program here at Bonnytoon. It's a 3-week crash course in speech and acting that ends with a staged performance right here inside the prison. This particular group is working on Hamlet. One of the boys, just 15, is here for 2 charges of robbery. South African law protects the identities of juvenile criminals, so his name cannot be given. He sits in a small holding room, wearing a black Bonnytoon t-shirt, and fidgets with his hands as he talks.
For this, it's actually a big thing for me, and opportunity to experience how to feel, how actors feel, and how to work with a real producer.
Torek Jenkins is the creative director. He's 29, with a trademark director's goatee. He says many of the boys are quite talented.
Some of the best actors you'll ever find are the guys that sit in prison. In many cases, these gentlemen have a refined sense of how to read a situation, of how to read human nature.
And he says acting allows them to express emotions they normally keep bottled up.
If you shed tears in a prison, you're picked on, you're bullied. And yet the theater convention protects me from being humiliated.
Married with my uncle, my father's brother, within a month, it cannot come to good. But break my heart.
Dennis Baker has been a manager at Bonnytoon for 25 years. He's a sizable man in his 50s with short, curly gray hair. He says there was initially some skepticism over the Shakespeare program, but he's seen it help many of the inmates.
A lot of them were timid, reticent, shy boys. Yeah, they were given an impression to become something else. It made a difference to how they felt about themselves. That was evident.
He says the production even caused his staff to see the boys differently.
You could almost see the light go on when they see that same boy with a tunic on, you know, pretending to be some kind of warrior. You know, and almost saying, hey, but maybe this boy can change.
Another inmate, 17 years old, is here for assault. He slouches in his chair, arms folded across a gray Bonnytoon sweater, and wears a beat-up pair of Chuck Taylors.
Actually, I was going to be kicked out.
Why did you think you were going to be kicked out?
Because I didn't know I was capable of doing this.
Of acting?
Yeah.
And you think you are?
Now I think I am, yeah.
The night before the performance, the cast received some surprising news. Jenkins describes what happened.
I was looking for my Marcellus in the one scene. So the guys went to look for him and then came back and said, no, he's jumped ship.
Jumped ship meaning?
Yeah, he had escaped the facility.
It was an ironic escape. The character he played was a guard. But the next day, the show went on as planned in front of a crowd of about 75 people, mostly family, friends, and fellow inmates. It was a great performance, and the number of guards there to keep an eye on things more than made up for the missing one.
Good night, good prince. May flights of angels sing you to your rest.
For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.